Have you seen they've spotted an isolated tribe in Brazil. An airplane flew over this hut, this thatch roof hut or something, and these savages are body painted in red, and they're trying to shoot the airplane down with bows and arrows. One of South America's few remaining uncontacted indigenous tribes has been spotted and photographed on the border between Brazil and Peru. The Brazilian government says that it took the images to prove the tribe exists and to help protect its land. Wait a minute. Why do we have to help protect the land of this tribe? Aren't they the essence of purity, according to the environmentalist communists? I mean, here are people who are untouched by civilization. Here are people who are uncontacted by civilization. Here are people living on this planet the way they are supposed to be. Nobody even knew they were there. They suspected they were there. They flew an airplane over there, and they found them. Now, these people are probably at one with nature. Why do we need to protect their land? They're doing a better job of it than any of us ever could protect our land. The pictures taken from an airplane show red-painted tribe members brandishing bow and arrows. More than half of the world's 100 uncontacted tribes live in Brazil or Peru, according to Survival International. I mean, I'm sure these people, not only don't they have to get rid of their incandescent light bulbs and go to these compact fluorescents, they don't have light bulbs. They don't have electricity. They don't have running water. This is the ideal. These people need to be contacted. We need to learn from this civilization, because this is where we're all headed. If the extreme environmentalist communists get their way, Stephen Corey, who is the director of Survivor International, says that and support tribal people around the world, said that such tribes would soon be made extinct if their land was not protected. So even those who are living at perfection and at one with the world are endangered by us. So somebody has to protect their land, because obviously these nomads can't do it themselves.